Mondays with Maggie, brought to you by Old Town Bluffton's Pomodori 2, some of the best Italian eats you will find in town. They feature all of your Italian favorites in a laid-back outdoor atmosphere that is really tough to beat on a beautiful spring or summer evening. Find them at 1253 May River Road in Bluffton or PomodoriHHI.com. And now, it's time for Mondays with Maggie. Hey, 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 everybody. Good morning and welcome to Mondays with Maggie. My name is Jesse Blanco, host of not only this podcast, but a television show, Eat It and Like It with Jesse Blanco, which you can find Sundays, 1230 on WJCL, the ABC affiliate here in Savannah and Hilton Head Island on the other end of the, on the other end of the line, on the other end of the river, is Margaret. We call her Maggie Crenshaw. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great today. How about you?
I'm good. Got caught behind a train. As you know, I text you, hey, I'm running a few minutes behind. But thankfully, it wasn't one of those, there's a train track that runs right through the heart of Savannah's Victorian district. And I was on my way back from the gym and boom, I saw the engine coming and it was crawling. It wasn't like it was steaming through the neighborhood. It was crawling. And it was one of those frustrations where you see the arms coming down and the train is crawling. And if I were on foot, I could have made it easily 100 times, but the arms were coming down like, busted.
Oh, bummer.
Yeah. So I sat there behind the train, but looking forward to a busy week. I'll be in St. Augustine this week, doing some preview work for the St. Augustine Food and Wine Festival, which is coming up May the 8th through the 12th. Always a good time. So many people, you'd be surprised, Maggie, how many people from this area come down in increasing numbers. I've been attending and a media partner of the festival since its inception, I think 7 years ago now. And every year I get more and more and more and more people that approach me at any of the events. Hey, you know, we live in Bluffton, or hey, we live in Hilton Head, or hey, we live in Savannah, and we came down because you were talking about it. Some repeat customers too, so.
Well, St. Augustine is an attraction. I mean, it's the great historical place. You know, it's got everything everybody wants. It has water. It has boats.
Yep.
And good restaurants.
Yep. Increasingly so. It's a good scene down there, as is the scene on Hilton Head Island, which, by the way, you know, I was a judge for Wingfest on Saturday, the 27th annual Wingfest. I can't say 27th. Yeah, I can't say 27th annual because they did miss a couple of years with that whole 2020 thing. But it took them, I think, 29 years to do 27 festivals, and I got it. You know, if anybody was paying attention to the weather last week, we thought for sure it was going to be a washout.
I know it.
And I, when I left my house in Savannah Saturday morning, I put on my cut the grass sneakers, with a hole in the toe. I did not even care because, you know, at Low Country Celebration Park, I've been there in the rain before. You start walking through mud and all that stuff. It's like, yeah, no, this isn't going to work with decent shoes. So I put on my cut the grass sneakers to go over there. And as I was progressively driving through Bluffton, and I'm now crossing the creek and the bridge onto the island, I'm seeing nothing but blue skies. And by the time I got there, it was flat out warm in the sun.
You cannot trust the weathermen and women. You cannot trust them at all.
Well,
it was a beautiful day.
It was, in their defense, because as you know, my background is TV news. I have to take up for my peeps. You know, they can only call it like they're being asked to predict the future.
That's right.
And when they're wrong,
who can do that?
Yeah, yeah. One time I had a weatherman get really upset with me because it was a high school Friday night. This is actually pretty funny. It was a high school Friday night. And in the way it worked was the sports guys were all obsessed about getting their games and their scores and all that stuff. And so we'd go to the weather guy, hey, it looks like it's going to rain tonight. What, you know, where's it going to be and what's the time? And this particular weatherman said, you know, you should be good. The rain should be gone by about 6:30, 7 o'clock. But otherwise, you know, if somebody gets a sprinkle or two here or there, or whatever, I think you're fine. I think it's going to stay to the west. Well, three games that night were canceled because of lightning. There was a tornado watch. The whole world went bat crap crazy weather-wise to the point where they were doing break-ins. They had to take away time from our high school football extended show on Friday night because they had to dedicate it to weather because people were freaking out. It was like, you talk about it was like a scene from Stranger Things. The whole world turned upside down that night. And so I snarked jokingly. I mean, you know me and my personality. I poked our weather guy. I'm like, hey, man, I'm glad everything stayed to the west. And he went crazy. He went crazy on me. you sports guys, all you get paid to do is talk about what happened in the past. We get paid to predict the future, and sometimes we're wrong, and everybody thinks it's the end of the world. And I'm like, dude, I'm just messing with you, man. But he took it personally. So ever since then, I'm like, you know what? He is right. They get paid to predict the future, and if it doesn't turn out like they hope, people, you know, go around disparaging them, and that's not nice. So all of that said, weather report aside, we have to start with the winner of the chicken wing contest. We have to, because
okay,
it was one of the most unorthodox wing situations that I have ever experienced. It was a chicken and waffle flavored wing. But
oh my gosh.
But that has been attempted before. It should be noted. You get wings sometimes, because this is probably my sixth or seventh year that I judged this contest, the Wing Fest over on the island. And you get wings that are like, okay, these are kind of maple syrupy. These guys are going for that, you know, that pancake type flavor on a wing. And you know, I get all that. But this particular wing, I took a bite. I was first to get them, and I passed the little container with the wings in it around. And I took a bite, and I started thinking, okay, there's sweet here. There's a little bit of crispy here. I have to underscore that. There's a little bit of crispy here. There's some seasoning here and it hit me. I went, this is like a French toast chicken wing is what it kind of tasted like. So then to my immediate left, sitting right next to me, was Maggie Washoe from CH2 Magazine. And she said, oh, well, that's interesting. Tastes like chicken and waffles. Ding, 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 ding. And as the wing made its way around.
Ding, ding, ding.
Wing, ding, ding, ding. As the wing made try saying that fast. As the wing made its way around the horn, there were about seven of us judges, I think. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Yeah. Everybody was like, yeah, chicken and waffle, chicken and waffle, chicken and waffle, chicken. And so at that point, we were all like, oh, wow. And, you know, we had 17 entries. And so you don't eat every bite of all 17 wings. Some you're going to like more than others. The ones you like, you'll probably, you know, leave them nothing but bone in the bowl or in the trash. But the ones that you don't like, you take a bite and go, okay, let me take another just to make sure. And then you leave it. And there's a lot of half-eaten wings is the point. I finished my chicken and waffle wing. And I thought, man, that wouldn't be something I think I would necessarily order 12 of, if that makes sense.
Right.
But I was sitting there thinking, man, that was really, really well executed. And so then I could hear the conversations going around the judges and the table and all that. And everybody was like, man, that was really good. That was really good. I loved how they did this. And it had a little bit of crispness, but it was still sweet. And so it was really, really good. And then I finally, after hearing all of the comments from the judges, I finally said, you know, I guess ultimately people don't think of chicken and waffles as a wing flavor, because there's so many. I mean, you know, there's 50 million different wing flavors you can get at your favorite spot. No one's ever going to think chicken and waffles. But if you did like chicken and waffle wings, this was perfectly executed. This was the best one. And I got a couple of nods from the other judges, and I thought, okay, well, whatever. We made our notes. You know, it was just one of 17 at that point. Okay, everybody makes their notes. And hell if we didn't, by the time we got to the end and started tallying, if that chicken and waffle wing didn't keep popping up, like, okay, what was your top and what was your bottom for Leah, who runs the Wing Fest with the Island Rec Center, who does such a wonderful job. When she started asking the judges, okay, what was your favorite? What was your top score? What was your low score? We'll eliminate all the low scores. That chicken and waffle wing kept popping up on everybody. Maggie, you need to, I know we're going to talk about Dave in a second. I know he's an old friend of yours.
You need to
talk to that man and ask him where we can find them, when we can find them, because I would come back to the island to try those again if they were as great as they were. Would you eat a chicken and waffle wing?
Yes, but you know me very well. You know my palate is not sweet.
Right.
But yes, absolutely, I would try that because it's unusual, it's different. I would try it for sure.
And so the kicker with this is that, as I understand it, the restaurant, because anybody who's listening to this is like, okay, well, where can we find it? The restaurant bar that created this was a first-time entry in Wingfest. And usually it's One Hot Mama's that wins, or Coconuts, or, you know, any of the other places.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't think they enter. I don't think we've ever had a smokehouse wing.
They won several years in a row.
Did they? Okay.
Yeah.
So it was, and we were like, what? When we were told, okay, that chicken and waffle wing that everybody liked so much, it was from Pool Bar Jim's. And we all kind of, there was this kind of like gasp around the judges' table. Really? Wow. A beachfront bar with wings and really, really good chicken and waffle wings. And I came home and I told my wife about it, who's a chicken wing freak. And she goes, I want to try that. I go, you know, I don't know if they're going to be available in the restaurant at the bar.
I'll find out.
Yeah, because that was crazy, crazy good.
So, you know, Pool Bar Jim's is known for these amazing frozen drink concoctions.
Yeah.
You know, my childhood buddy, Dave Peck, owner of Bad Biscuit, formerly owner of Low Country Backyard, took over his food operation, I don't know how many years ago now, but he's creative. I mean, he does a great job with everything he does. And so it doesn't surprise me at all.
Yeah.
I mean, it's unusual, you know, Pool Bar Jim's, but it doesn't surprise me at all. Good for Dave.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Yeah, first time out. And I am a big fan of Pool Bar Jim's. I've had a few things to eat there, which I've enjoyed, but I go there for the fruity drinks, like most every other person. But this wing, if he puts this on the menu, you know, I don't know that they could execute it that well. They did it for Wingfest.
I was going to say that it would be more challenging to do it for Wingfest just because of the sheer quantity that you got to push out.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to text Dave. After we hang up, I'm going to text him. I'm going to tell him, Jesse and I want to know if this is going to be available or what we have to do in order to get it.
Yeah, try it.
Maggie wants to try it, and so does your wife.
Yeah. It was really, really, really good. And so most of the wings, 17 entries, I would say 5 or 6 every year are excellent.
Mm-hmm.
After that, they're average, and, you know, got to call it like we see it. There's usually two or three, maybe four sometimes, depending on the year, that are just plain terrible. It is what it is. But
yeah.
I take pride in trying to guess which ones are One Hot Mamas, because those are some of my favorite wings on the island. And this year I thought I had it nailed.
She's got great wings.
She does.
It starts with the product.
Yes.
You know, you can't buy a cheap wing product.
Nope.
And, you know, some restaurants, you know, that are at lower price points try to do that so they can stay within their margins. But, you know, it starts with the product and then goes from there.
Yeah. Yeah, she does a great job. And I take great pride whenever I'm judging to make a note. Guessing, because we're given numbers. We're not told, okay, these are from Lucky Beach or these are from, you know, wherever.
Right. You can't vote for your friend or your favorite restaurant.
Right. We vote on a number. And so I take great pride in saying, okay, this is my guess for One Hot Mamas, and I write it down. But this year was the first year in probably three that I was wrong. Like, no,
wow.
Usually I get it right. Like, yeah, these are One Hot Mamas. No. And a big tell, and I think the one that I thought it was, the big tell for me with One Hot Mama's wings are that they fall apart soft and tender, and they just come off the bone like a rib, like a barbecue rib.
Yes. Yes.
And when I had a wing that did that, and it was like, oh man, this is just perfect. This is One Hot Mama's. And I wrote it down, and it wasn't. It was coconuts.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah, yeah. So, Wing Fest, and then it was warm out there, and the wing eating contest, and all of that stuff. So it turned out to be a spectacularly wonderful afternoon on the island at Low Country Celebration Park. And
you know, and I have said I did not go this year, as you know, I had too much going on in order to get there. But I've always enjoyed Wing Fest the most. And I know I told you the story that when my daughter was little and we used to go, there was one year, I think she was about five, she was having a blast. You know, they had the bouncy house and all the fun stuff with the kids and music. And, you know, we had to get in the car and we had to leave. It was time to go. And she said, Mom, can we please go back to that chicken festival? just, you know, it's just a good event, you know, because it's all the food. Kids like the food, you know, and the activities and everything going on. So, it's a good one.
Yeah.
And it's for Island Rec Center.
Yeah. Yeah. And they supplement their scholarship fund with that. And, you know, we have to, you mentioned it, but we will give a huge shout out to Lee and Joe Kane. He's the guy that wears the chicken wing hat all the time.
That's right.
They work so hard. He talks to me all the time about the day that they get, because they buy, this year they bought 8,000 pounds of wings.
Wow.
And they all get delivered on the same day. And then they take two trucks. And they divide and conquer, and they're delivering wings all day long back to the back, you know, of restaurants ahead of the event. So that it's a lot of work, but and they do it to support kids and kids programs on the island. So it's a wonderful, wonderful thing. Beyond that, you tell me that you have been eating and liking the past week or so. Tell us who you hit up.
Oh, gosh. I had a big week of dining out. I had, you know, I visited some of my tried and true favorites. I had lunch at Charlie's. I had to get my Cobb salad fix with that wonderful tomato vinaigrette. I had dinner with a client at Ombra. I had the ravioli di giorno, and I think it was lobster. It was seafood of some kind. I think it was lobster ravioli. Delicious. Let's
see.
Of course, I visited Cactus Street Cantina. That's at least once a week.
Right.
So I got to Madre. That's the big news. Unfortunately, I was just meeting a fellow vendor for just some drinks, and we didn't order anything off the menu, but I did look at the menu. I can't wait to try the menu. I wanted to tell you how beautiful I thought that they had redone. It's located in the Fresh Market Shops where Bonefish used to be. And if you've ever been to Bonefish, Bonefish was very handsomely decorated. It was dark and, you know, kind of groovy.
Yeah.
They have completely changed it. It's light, it's open, it's airy, it's got much more of a coastal feel without being kitschy, so to speak. You know, it's not gimmicky. It's beautifully decorated, and it was quiet in there. It was early. It was like 5 o'clock. Had a delightful conversation with my fellow vendor friend and the bartender. We talked about, you know, the food and kind of their soft opening and how they're, you know, that there's no signage there. They're still working on getting signage out on the rooftop of the building and signage on the door and all that kind of stuff. But they've had a lot of good feedback, a lot of good response, and that's definitely one you and I should go to. And yes. It's definitely, I don't want to use the word Mexican, but it's, you know, it's of that genre.
Gotcha.
Tacos and, you know, all those kinds of things. And creatively, the menu looked creative, not just your average blah, blah, blah Mexican food.
Tacos, burritos. Yeah, I know your average Mexican blah, blah, blah. Yeah, that, you know, if you find it well made, it's good, but otherwise it can be incredibly boring.
Well, and I don't mean to disparage Mexican food by saying blah, 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 because no. You know Mexican food is my favorite.
Right.
I'll eat it breakfast, lunch, and dinner every day.
No, I know what you mean. It's the same menus, basically. It's this, 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 and this. Yeah, no, I get it.
Yeah, yeah. Your choice of chicken, beef, or pork.
Right.
So, yeah, I'm looking forward to that. I think I ate at some other places, but it was a busy week. I had a multi-offer situation on one of my listings, so I was just at the office a lot, out and about. I got a lot of takeout. I got takeout from Plantation Deli is right next door to my office, and right. I got one of their salads one day this week, and it was really good.
Very good.
You know, they're kind of known as a breakfast place, so...
Yeah, you know, I've only eaten breakfast at Plantation Deli. I'll have to check out their salads. I'm on a micro health kick right now.
I'm not eating gluten.
Oh, I'll eat all the gluten. I'm just, you know, trying to limit a lot of other things. Why is that? Is it?
I took out bread.
Oh.
Well, when I need to lose, you know, a little puffiness, the easiest way for me to do it is to just not eat bread and limit, you know, things like rice, mashed potatoes, and simple carbs.
It's
working.
I've been on an air fryer kick the last 8 days, ever since St. Patrick's Day. We've had one. My wife has used it. And I figured out a way to make it like the most convenient, quick dinner. I've been marinating.
It sure is.
I've been marinating chicken breasts in Greek yogurt and paprika,
yes,
and garlic.
Yes, I've done that too.
And then I usually grill it out on the charcoal grill, which is wonderful and typical. But I said, you know what? I'm going to put this in the air fryer and see what I get. And it's become my favorite meal. I'm going to be eating this in the month of April, like almost all month that I'm home. It's wonderful. I highly recommend it.
Yeah. I love my air fryer. I've been using a lot of Greek yogurt too. I make a batch of tzatziki sauce every week.
Oh, wow.
And I cook off chicken to top my salads with and stuff, and just use the tzatziki as my dressing. And that keeps things a lot lighter than my favorite ranch.
Nice.
I made homemade chicken soup this past week. I made, you know, like all good Southern girls, it was just time for a batch of black-eyed peas with some spicy andouille sausage. And so I made up a big batch of that.
Wow. We've been busy.
We have. We have.
I gained 2 pounds just listening to myself talk about all this, and you as well.
Wow.
Very good. Well, you find out from Dave where we can get these chicken and waffle wings at Pool Bar Gyms, if it's going to be a regular thing. You can check out Eat and Like It social media. I'll be making that announcement once you let me know what the deal is. And man, they were really good. I need to find out if somebody has a picture of them. But in the interim, please let everybody know where we can find you if we are looking to buy a humble abode.
I'm a realtor with the Kaiser Jaton Group at Coast, brokered by EXP. I know that's a mouthful. And the website you can check out and find my contact information, margaretcrenshaw.com.
Very good. Well, you and I are going to be eating and liking a couple of two, three times during the month of April. You don't know about that yet, but I'm going to tell you when the kids are gone. And
can't wait to find out where we're eating.
I will share that with you, and we will share all of that with you guys as we get deeper into April and May. So that said, thanks for hanging out, Maggie. Hope you have a wonderful day.
All right. Yeah, you too. And I'll talk to you soon.
Yes, we'll see you guys right back here next Monday. Have a good one.
Mondays with Maggie, brought to you by Old Town Bluffton's Pomodori 2, some of the best Italian eats you will find in town. They feature all of your Italian favorites in a laid-back outdoor atmosphere that is really tough to beat. Find them at 1253 May River Road in Bluffton or pomodorihhi.com.